Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the official Broad Wasted Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky. And wait, I'm sorry. Before we start, I'm just going to run to the bathroom quickly. Okay, I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm just going to sneak out for just a quick second.
I'm so sorry, guys. He does this all the time.
No, it's pretty rude. It's actually very rude. We'll talk to him about it.
Oh, here he is, finally. Wait, who are you?
Yeah, who is this person? What's he gonna do?
Hello, I'm Professor Al Have-A-Double-More, the headmaster here at Broadwarts. I wanted to personally welcome all of you to this, my theater school of winecraft and brewery. Do you like my half-blue moon glasses? As our motto states here, students come to learn all about all the magic ways to appreciate theater and to tipsy haze. We have classes like the history of magical Mistopheles. Flying Hour, Potions, or as the students like to call it, the Double Schubert Glass Class, Transfig Intoxication, Defense Against the Knights of Our Dark, and of course, Special Herbology.
Oh, yeah.
Before we begin, I just need to leave for a moment. I have to go to the bathroom quickly. But it's okay, sir. But you, sir, I'm going to ask you to please just take off your hat. It's very rude to wear a hat inside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be back in a jiffy.
That was insane. Where are we?
I guess I'll just casually take my hat off and place it right here in the middle of the table between all of us.
Oh my god. Is it moving?
Woo! 10,000 years ago, such a crick in the hat.
It's talking?
Hello, everybody. Time for a chat.
It's singing?
Let me introduce myself. Are you ready for that? It's me, the Broadwood Slurring Hat. You put me on your head and I'll read your mind. Your mind I read. I'll put you in a cask house, accuracy guaranteed. So step right up and don me with pride. I'll place you based on what I see inside. Sure. No longer alone or free to roam, I'll sort you good. Take me drunk, I'm home.
What the fuck?
I guess I'll put it back on my head.
It seems joining us today is Kevin Raven Collada Jaeger.
Oh.
That is your cask house. And now for Kimberly, the game master and babysitter of the show.
Kevin, on a scale from 1 to 10, how gross is your hat?
I mean, it's new, so like a 4?
That'll work. Anikos.
Oh, interesting. You could be placed in Huff and Puff, but no. It seems as though the best cask house fit for you will be Slytherin. And if Brian were here, which he's not, I would put upon his head, he would be most likely a Gryffindor's. But I'm going to go to sleep now.
Okay, good night, Hat.
All right.
Hey, guys, what did I miss?
I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just get started again. I'm really sorry I went to the bathroom. Hello, and welcome to the official Broad Wasted podcast.
We can skip that today. Why don't you just introduce the guests and go from there?
Okay, but I wrote this awesome Harry Potter intro.
We don't need to hear it. Just introduce them, and or else they're going to leave.
Okay, Kevin. Okay. Well, with us today is the cast from what is truly one of the best, if not the best, off-Broadway show in New York now.
Yeah.
We are here at Broad Wasted.
Broadwarts.
What?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're huge fans. Let's give a big Broad Wasted welcome to Friends of the Show.
Friends of the Show.
Friends of the Show.
The cast of Puffs, or Seven Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic.
Yay!
Great. That's the whole episode.
Thank you so much for having me.
I did good.
Of course. You could follow them at Puffs Play, puffstheplay.com, or hashtag third or nothing.
Yes.
But why don't we go around the table? I'd love for all of you to introduce yourselves, tell us who you are, what role you play in Puffs,
and what's your favorite kind of sandwich? But you could do both, favorite sandwich and
if
Harry
you,
Potter
if,
book.
What is your best pairing of sandwich and Harry Potter book?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. You'll
all
be right. Potter-L-E-A.
Potter-L-E-A.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Eleanor Phillips.
Hi, Eleanor. No, just me. Great.
Yep.
No,
okay.
Hi.
Hi. And I would say my favorite book would be the third, and I would pair it with this sandwich that you can only get at this grilled cheese shop in Cleveland called Melt Barn Grilled. And
oh,
it
I know
is
Melt.
Isn't it the greatest place
yes,
in the entire world?
I know.
And I would pair it with The Godfather, which is a grilled cheese with marinara and pecorino and Romano cheese with a full fucking lasagna inside it.
Well, now you can get it at other places because you just told the recipe of the sandwich.
It doesn't matter. I believe that much in Melt Bar and Grill that they will be fine.
What yeah. characters do you play?
Oh, what do I play? I play Hannah and a whole host of professors and other people.
I'm Steve Stout. I play the male professors. I'm one of the original producers on it. I'm still a co-producer on it. And I would pair the fifth book with a foot-long sub.
Because you'll need it to keep going.
Yeah,
like.
See?
Late night sustenance.
It was a length joke.
I was just thinking about what sandwich I wanted.
And the best part of that joke was explaining it.
The best part about
all
it.
Oh, nailing it. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
That was a transition joke.
Yeah. There we are.
I'm Andy Miller. I play Leanne and others. Others being Ginny, Frenchie.
Rizzo.
Yeah.
And Zuko.
Yeah.
I think I would pair, and not for clever reasons, just because there are things that I like, a tuna melt with book four.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dragons. They go underwater.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, they do.
They do.
They
yeah.
do. So
yeah,
it was yeah. clever.
Hi, my name's AJ Diddy, and I play the narrator in the show. And my, my favorite book, I think, is the last one. And I would pair it.
The whole thing or parts?
Particularly the camping.
Mm.
I'm really into the camping segments.
Those tents are cool.
They're yeah. so
They are really cool.
And, you know, Narectio. Is introduced as a spell that's real. And I would pair that, I think, there is a sub shop in Escondido, California called Rockin' Jenny's, and I would pair it with their 6-inch turkey sub that is world famous for San Diego.
My name is Langston Belton, and I play Oliver in Puffs. And seeing as I have not read any of the books.
Yeah. That's a
what?
That's
a whole
fact.
Thing.
Still.
It's a whole thing.
Still.
You can read.
Yeah. I can read. Yeah.
Did you read this whole script and be like, this is a brilliant original idea?
Exactly, yeah. No, being that I would say I would do what I did in real life, which was pair the third movie with a Sausalito turkey and salami sandwich with Frank's Red Hot Sauce.
I see you.
Okay.
I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Movie.
Kevin, how would you pair it?
My favorite book would be book 7 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably pair it with a sexy meatball sub.
Oh.
What, hearty? And you're like, yeah, meatball, this is over.
Like, oh, God!
No, in a good way. Like, they're
this
winning
is
the final battle. Yeah.
That would make it sexy.
Like,
that's
yes.
what makes it sexy.
That's
all
what
right.
makes it. You talking to the sandwich
Ooh.
Is
oh,
what
yeah.
makes
I
it
always
sexy.
Talk
the
to
interaction.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Actually, my favorite book used to be the third one, but upon rereads recently,
nerd.
The fourth one is not my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the third movie's my favorite.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Because Alfonso Cuarón's a genius. But, I would pair it with a Wegmans footlong sub, cut into the four segments. So for the three challenges, I would
eat
a section, and then I would just eat a section at the end to make me feel better about the sadness.
Challenging yourself.
Yeah.
My sub.
Yeah.
My
boy.
My
sub.
My boy.
I would choose. I pair the first book with a grilled cheese that my mother will make me. And tuck me into my top
bunk.
Oh,
mic.
Mic drop. Nostalgia. Nostalgia points.
Don't drop the mic, it's expensive.
A lot more.
If you guys would do us a favor and explain Puffs to our listeners who may not know exactly what it is.
Puffs is the story of the kids who sit in class next to the protagonists of an incredibly world-famous multimedia spanning seven stories for featuring a certain boy wizard at a certain magical school, and specifically follows the kids within what is considered the Bad News Bears, or whatever, in that sense, one of the houses that previously in pop culture has been looked upon as kind of being doofy, but has recently made a little bit of a resurgent comeback. And then it's also a show that we've all been doing for 2 years from its humble origins at the People's Improv Theater, where we thought we were going to be doing it for five-ish shows, and then the internet discovered us, and suddenly we added a whole bunch of them, ran for 8 months, transferred to one off-Broadway theater, and now we're at New World Stages, currently with tickets on sale through the summer. Did I do that?
It's perfect.
Yep, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I will see myself out.
So, would you, thank you, and Steve Dunn, would you say that Puffs has done for Hufflepuff what Hamilton has done for Alexander Hamilton?
Sure. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Lynn, yes.
We are just as influential as Hamilton, an American musical, and you can quote me. Don't please. I'm so sorry.
Don't say
to be fair, we did the same for Yellow and Black as colors that Hamilton did.
Yeah.
Fair.
I don't think we did as much.
We didn't.
I'm really backtracking now because I went too hard in on that joke and I need to back up.
I mean, there is
ish?
In an earnest way, it is the people who do come incredibly decked out and talk to us afterwards, and it's like, oh, you made this specifically for me. Is kind of really cute.
Yes, Steven and Nick Carrillo,
who
plays
Jay
Finch, they actually had a fan come and make them special t-shirts, and when they came, Nick wasn't on, and Jake Keefe, our wonderful understudy, was on, and he was like, oh, you made me a shirt, and he was like, no, I made Nick a shirt.
it's specifically for our...
Because he'd come to see the show so many times and was so into the fact that Jay Finch and Ernie have this, like, beautiful little relationship that you discover that, like, this kid was like, I absolutely need to make these two people shirts.
That's so sweet.
And it's
really
our wands crossing in a heart.
Oh. It's so sweet.
It is literally the most overwhelming thing I've ever received.
So many emotions.
Yeah.
Now, when this show was being created and formed and kind of massaged into what it is, you all, yeah, I don't know.
That's actually
a lot of macros.
Yeah. How much did you guys have a say versus how much of it came, from the page?
Yeah.
How did you kind of build it that way?
Well, Matt Cox, who wrote the play, I think he wrote a lot of the characters with us in mind. Which is great because he just played to all of our strengths. Like, Ellie, can you do a McG impression? Great.
Yeah.
Boom, it's in the show. I will say, I did not know that was something I was going to be required to do.
Never mind.
But, and then we started a the People's Improv Theater, so there, I mean, it wasn't improv except for the bits that are, but there was an element of, like, play every night, because it was also like, we're doing 10 shows, I'm gonna try this line this way tonight, I'm gonna try saying it this way, oh, they thought that was really funny, so it, like, developed over the course of this, and Matt would come in and say, oh my god, that was great, but do it just like this, and he would tweak it, and then we would tweak it, and there was, like, this element of all of us, like, molding this piece of clay and, like, totally getting to know our characters and everything, and I mean, it's still here 2 years later.
Yeah, and it was also, like, it was kind of treating the pit, like, especially as, like, oh, we're running longer, now we have more time to refine it, and then it sort of, like, and then when it was, like, oh, holy shit, we're getting picked up for Off-Broadway, holy crap, that's amazing, then it was, like, okay, we use this time as basically, like, in old-timey musical style, like, New Haven, where it's, like, we start working on making it from this thing that's performed at 9:30 for people who are, you know, in their 20s and 30s who were, grew up with this thing, into something that could be, like, more of, even more of an emotional experience, which is the thing that we, like, kind of pride ourselves on that, like, you wouldn't expect necessarily. But that we refined it and rewrote it, and Matt transformed it and suited it more to us. Like, your character's changed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I went through a whole bunch of changes. And Matt would definitely, I mean, like, also when we would re-rehearse the show when we moved to a new venue.
Yeah. You know,
like, when we were moving from the Pit to the Electra, we had all these rehearsals, and Matt was in all of them and would just basically sit and, like, there were some lines, especially, I know a bunch of the ones that I have, where Matt would be like, okay. And we'd all sit around and everyone would just pitch jokes and we'd just do it over and over again, and I'd do all the different jokes and he'd be like, okay, that one, that's the one that's going in the script. Like, the Hannah introduction, that was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like an hour of just like 20 different like things and being like, which one's funniest? And it was like, oh, just repeating exactly what he said.
Right, with people who have been dealing with the same joke for a year previously.
Yeah, yeah.
The most receptive audience possible.
Yeah, no, it made me feel really funny. And no, I mean, and there were also definitely times like with the whole Megan and her mom track, where every night Matt would basically rewrite the scene and he'd be like, okay, let's try it a little different. We'll do it like this. And so Julie and I would just like sit backstage and just run lines with each other. And poor Zach, his monologue at the beginning, or was it his letter? His letter to you,
free
his first
release,
letter.
It was the free release.
That free release speech, he went through like, yeah, like 30 different iterations. Well, and every night he'd be like, okay, I'm going to say it right.
When we first did it, it had a completely different ending. And it was like Disney, like, so happy, everyone's happy, everything's great.
Too.
And like, I came out and had an extra monologue and they were like, oh, no.
That's hell good.
That's gone. Goodbye.
Well, it was basically like, we're like, oh, people seem to be enjoying this. How can we make it sadder?
Yeah. They seem too happy at the end of the show. Let's ruin that.
Yeah.
There's a graveyard of bits.
Yeah. Let's talk about the audience for a second.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are the reactions that you're seeing? I know you got a t-shirt. But like, in terms of that, but even in show, like, reactions you get, or...
We had a fan appreciation night the other night, a month ago.
The other night. 3 years ago.
We were getting entrance applause, and it was like, oh my god, I might be a big deal. Not really. I mean, not really.
We have people who cosplay as our characters sometimes, which is really, really great.
Broadway Con ideas right there, guys.
We had our most recent fan appreciation night, there's a minor character at the very end of the sequel play to Puffs, which is 19 years later, or There and Back Again, A Puff's Tale.
Which was written because our closing week at the Pit, we realized, coincided with the publishing date for the script, rehearsal script, for the behemoth coming into town.
Yeah.
And so Matt was like, maybe what I will do is not sleep for 3 days and write as a bit a parody of that thing the minute it comes out. So read it and do the thing.
We premiered it drunkenly after our
closing performance at the Pit.
I will say, it was like, we were like, we're all going to celebrate, we're all going to go get a couple drinks, we'll come read this script. I definitely did not remember a lot of what happened in that play.
She was great.
Thank you. I know it was very funny. Not me, like the play in general, but Matt, yeah, wrote it between the hours of what? Was it midnight and like...
Midnight and 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Yeah.
So, the cosplay.
Sorry.
Sure, at the very end of the play, there's a minor character. They ask them everybody to give up their time spinners. Because everyone just seems to have one in that became of a play. And so everybody, it's like, okay, we're going to ask one more time, give up your time spinners. And everyone reluctantly gives their one. It's like, okay, now does anyone else have any? Everyone else gives up another one. And they're like, okay, but just like one more time, does anyone have any more time spinners? And a guy just comes up with a giant case that says time spinners on it, and then just dumps all of them into this bucket.
Little, like,
and then like one more and one more and one more and one more and one more.
And somebody came cosplayed as that guy.
As that
one random
thing that we had read
in a
once.
Reading.
Yeah, like three times.
That's a sequel to the show.
And you know that he didn't just come as that, like, all day. He, like, told his work friends.
Yeah, no, no.
He, like, texted his hands.
No,
he was like,
cool.
After the day.
Our fans are great.
A guy came and cosplayed, and we were still the pit, cosplayed as me and brought his wife for her birthday. Cosplayed as me. He came up to me and he was like, guess who I am? And I go, oh no, oh hey. And then he was like, this is my wife. I brought her here to see the show. And I was like, oh, that's very sweet. But he was so jazzed. But it was very strange to look at someone like, what are you wearing? That's what I wear. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's cosplay. This is what it feels like. To have someone look like you. And he looked at me so, like, he was like, I get it immediately. And there's a moment of, like, him, like, really big smiling at me and, like, nodding. And I'm like, oh, just khaki pants and a yellow. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, cool. But no, there's,
Well, you don't usually look at people on the street and be like, how do they look like me?
Exactly. That's how I look at everyone. That's why I judge everyone.
Also, there's people who don't know the show at all, and they come in, and then at the end when things happen that are startling or sad, people are like, oh no, what? Oh, and it's always so great to hear when, like, things happen. But it's the shift from pure joy to horror that is, like, so great. Like, fists in the air, no!
Oh yeah, that's
what's
too.
Great.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're talking
about. We're
talking
in code.
Wait, Tom, did you just say no, yeah, 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 and that was a full communicated thought that they had.
That's how long we've spent together.
Yeah, like,
we've been together for 2 years.
The dressing rooms are very full.
Bandwidth, like the Wi-Fi is real strong between the cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it is Halloween this week.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I was wondering if you guys either do you have a Halloween tradition that you typically do, or I want to hear your best Halloween
costume. It's budding now, right? I think it's budding now that
This is the second time. So does it count as a tradition if this is the second time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Once you say, this is a tradition now.
I mean,
it takes
three to be a pattern, but now
it's... Yeah, but like Mary-Kate and Ashley, it takes two.
Exactly.
You're
very right.
That movie.
Yeah, Bill Burr's dad.
He's cut off. Cut that man off. There is kind of this funny thing of, like, we all pick, like, a group of characters to do. We do a big group thing, I think, this year.
Halloween costume.
Halloween What are you saying?
I was just saying Halloween costume.
We're all going to say it in unison.
Can we say what we're doing? Is that
yeah,
we're gonna get
yeah.
in trouble? Okay.
No,
man, I don't know what I can say and not say. I was gonna say we're all gonna do Batman villains, but I didn't want, like, a dart to go through my neck, and it's like you said Batman, and it's like.
That's fine.
We're
good.
Okay,
you can say Batman.
I don't know the rules.
Batman.
You never know who's listening.
Because Batman villains, there's so many. There's Calendar Man. There's Polka Dot Guy.
I love that you started.
The most. Let's lead with the most accessible.
Condiment King, Ten-Eyed Man.
There's
a lot of
anti-Batman.
Well, the Calendar Man is from The Long Halloween.
To be fair, I feel like some of us are going as some kind of farther reaching.
No, we are.
Do you run it by each other so there are no doubles?
Oh my
yes.
God, yes. Great.
Yes,
well, absolutely.
We have a spreadsheet because
yes.
By run it by, it's more shouting, I'm doing this. And it's like,
yeah, well, next thing you know, you have 12 Riddlers.
Although
yeah.
Technically, I guess Nick and I are, well, we're not the same character, but we're very similar.
Well, did you hear what Mike was considering too?
Oh, no.
Because I'm doing Poison Ivy, but he might do Poison Guyvee. I'm into it. I'm into it. That's acceptable.
And I was like, Mike, I have so many extra fake leaves from Michael's to give to
if
you.
If you want to date anyone that says, I'm poison, guy, he's not paying for a drink all night.
No, he's not paying it.
And
it's
just
right.
All poison, guy, it's like, we're sure. Yeah.
And we love Halloween.
So when I was younger, so my mom always helped me. She would either make my Halloween costumes or she would help me make my Halloween costumes because she really enjoys crafting.
Midwest?
No, I'm from here, actually. Oh, but
okay.
She's
I'm
Southern.
I'm from the Midwest.
My mom is Southern. She's a...
That was the ghost of the Midwest.
You could hear her vowels just flatten out as she
I'm
said
I'm from the Midwest, pop.
Yeah. No. My mom... I will
don't
say,
out of here, ghost.
My mom was a military brat, so she grew up all over the South. But she's a New Yorker. She's been here for a very long time. But, I'm starting to slur. There's that white one.
Exciting.
It's the ice.
What hat?
The ice.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, you missed it. You were in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Langston. The dramaturgy.
No,
is
I feel no,
episode.
I feel like this is good. We have continuity established.
No,
here we go.
What are you guys talking about?
I like it.
Oh my god, I hate you so much. and so when I was, I don't remember exactly what age I was. I want to say I was like 9 or something.
Or 19. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever. It's totally irrelevant.
Last year.
But my mom was like, "What do you want to be for Halloween, sweetie?" And I was like, "I want to be Chansey, the Pokemon." And she was like, "You don't want to be Pikachu or like something more recognizable?" And I was like, "No, I want to be Chansey," which is she's the nurse. It's the nurse Pokemon that looks like a giant egg with little octopus tentacles and a little egg kangaroo pouch.
The chubby pink one.
Yes.
Yep.
And I was
you
like,
"You made my
this
husband dance
the
in the corner."
I'm very pleased, and I will show you a picture that no one else can see. But I
that you have at the ready.
It's on my Instagram, whatever.
Okay.
And so,
hey, so
I
you want to go to Ellie's Instagram?
Find out. It's actually the background of her phone.
No.
It's the lock
when
screen.
This appears in iTunes, it's going to be the
picture.
So you are nurse Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
So I decided, exactly.
Right.
And so my mom was like, "Okay, you sure you don't want to be something more recognizable?" And I was like, "No, that's my favorite Pokemon." She was like, "All right, cool. If you can figure out how to do this, like, I'll do it." And I was like, "We're going to sew a hula hoop into all this pink felt. I'll have a headband and I'm going to have these little eye cutouts." But I forgot that, like, I grew up in New York City, and when we trick-or-treated in an apartment building, running up and down stairwells, and a hula hoop does not fit through a stairwell like this, and so I kept having to tilt it, and then my eyes would get out of focus, and I couldn't see, and I cried so hard, because I was like, no, and no one knew what I was. Everyone's like, "Are you a ghost octopus?" And I was like, "No, I'm Chansey." So that's my favorite Halloween story.
Chansey! Are you a ghost octopus? Octopus.
Yeah,
that's my
favorite. And I eventually just took it off and I was like, "I'm just wearing pink now." And they were like, "Okay, you're sad." I only tell it because it's such a puff story.
If it's any consolation, my mom safety pinned a dress to my back and I was wearing a black sweatshirt, black jeans, black sneakers, and black gloves and a Darth Vader voice changer mask and I went as Darth Vader.
Wait.
In my building.
Oh,
the dress was a cape.
It was just a cape.
Oh,
yeah.
I imagine like you in black with like a polka dot dress attached to you.
Did you just safety pin it to my hips?
I was thinking you were going as like half man, half woman and then twist.
Poison Ivy.
You guys, the picture of Chansey is actually quite terrifying.
Let me see this picture.
It's pretty spot on.
It's a really good Chansey.
It's a good Chansey.
I don't know what a Chansey
is. I would like to point out that my husband Jay Schmidt is in the corner. He's very excited for our first year staying home on Halloween and hoping that children come to our door to hand out candy. And I can see his mind reeling, hoping a Chansey comes to the door. Because he will just start to cry.
I will say I may
that
be
that kid's
the...
staying with you.
You won't mind now.
You're not wrong with
no,
me.
No, they pop in, they're getting all the candy, and then we're turning the lights off.
That's like a costume
maestro. Woo! You hit the jackpot, kiddo.
No one felt that way when I was a kid.
We live in
an age of nostalgia.
It's just like, throw it back.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's play a game.
Yay!
Yahtzee.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
We don't have Yahtzee. But we do have... Oh, did you want to talk?
No, I was just saying okay. Really loud.
Right.
And
well, we do have...
Like,
we're about to, like, take a test, is what Kevin just said. Okay. All right, kids!
No. It seemed like my newscaster thing, and that's the news.
It is kind of a test. No, today, as we do the past few times we've had a large group on our show, we are going to play the match game. And a special host for the match game is we have our very own enemy of the show.
Enemy of the show!
Yes.
My
not
beautiful
be
husband, Jay Schmidt.
Hey!
Hey! Welcome to everyone at the Broadway's game. It's time for America's favorite game, the match game. Today we're gonna introduce our who are the contestants?
It's Brian and Kevin.
Oh, it's okay. Brian and Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's
so
us. We're the panel.
And
so Kimberly, you're part of the panel as well.
Yeah.
Eleanor, Steve, Andy, AJ, Langston, nailed it.
You nailed it.
I was going to call you...
First thing.
I was going to call you Stouty.
That's awesome.
Can I call you Stouty?
Awesome. I mean, it would be a first, but that's
all right, Stouty. Strap in.
There's no way that's the first time someone's called you Stouty.
It is.
Oh, it's not the laugh.
I'm feeling.
That was like the lying hill I'm going to die on. Is that
cool, man? Now we're gonna introduce our first two contestants. Please welcome to the stage, Brian Solomon Plofsky.
Hi, everyone.
And please welcome our second contestant, Kevin Jagan.
Hey.
Now. Contestants, for your first question, Kimberly, do you want to explain how this first round is going to work out? Because I'm not totally sure. I'm just going to read the question.
Hello, I'm going to explain some rules real quick. Mm-hmm. The first round, we're going to have our contestants pick from either question A or B.
Okay.
Once they pick which question, our lovely host will read a sentence that has a blank word in it. Everyone on the panel is going to have a chance to write what word they think might best fill in that blank, but also what word they think our contestant might also choose. Our contestant gets a point for every panelist he matches with. The most points will advance that contestant on to the next round.
Okay.
All right, match game round one. Now, for this round, Brian Plofsky, you're going first. You're going to choose which question you want to use. Question A. Due to its large ear...
No.
What?
He just picks A or B.
Brian! To be fair to listeners at home, Jay Schmidt, enemy of the show, has been drinking a significant amount of vodka.
Oh, what are you drinking? We did not do that.
Vodka, straight, because he did not pick up mixers on the way here like he thought he was going to.
Is it Tito's?
It is Tito's indeed.
Hey.
And the rest of us are drinking San Nicolas selection. Pinot Noir and...
Sauvignon Blanc.
But also, if anyone needs any vodka, I have an entire bottle.
We are out of luck.
I'm going to drink some of this wine.
You all have some vodka in my...
Brian!
Don't
do that.
No!
Pick A or B.
I'm going to go with B.
B.
Cheater.
Now, everyone, question B is... Fed up with giving out candy, John decided to go with a healthy option and hand out blank this year.
Has everyone written down their answers?
I got mine. I got mine.
What do we win?
Yeah, you don't win sh-
No!
Yes.
Does that change the way you're playing the game?
It kind of does.
I'm going to go with apple.
Okay, oh. I had razor blades and apples. Does that count?
Whoa.
I. That's just the thing.
We'll go around in the
circle. We'll go around in the circle, Eleanor.
I don't know how this works.
But I guess Eleanor's hopping out first, so we're gonna get start with her. Judges, razor blades and apples.
I'll give it to her.
I'll give it to her.
Isn't he a contestant?
I mean, I won't give it to children.
No, I don't condone this. I'm just saying it's the thing that I remember every year. They were like razor blades and apples. What you need to watch out for this Halloween. So that's why we're
right. Nice.
Kimberly, what did you write down?
I wrote apple.
2 points. Ben's got 2 points.
Just apples.
Stouty.
I wrote fitness advice.
No. Andy Miller.
That's a better answer. 10 out of 10 answer.
Toothbrushes. The guy down the street from me used to hand out toothbrushes.
Was he a dentist?
I think maybe.
He may have been.
Probably.
Delta Dental.
AJ.
I wrote Chansey.
Oh. To be fair, she provides healthcare services to Pokemon. Yeah. That would be a healthy option. And Langston.
I wrote carrots like a jackass.
Carrots are like the apples of the vegetable world.
Sure.
Okay. We don't have enough time to break that down.
We have to move on.
Stay tuned to our spin-off podcast, Vegetable or Fruit?
I mean, actually, they're tech, yeah.
Yo, tomato episode off the hook.
All right, round two.
All right, so I get question
A. It's not round two. It's still round one, but it's Kevin's.
So you got 2 points.
Part one, round, you wrote... To be fair, listeners at home.
Kevin gets A.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're no absolutely right.
Welcome to our living room.
Kevin.
Yes. Listen for our spinoff podcast.
Trouble in Paradise.
There's a the traveling parents.
All right. Kevin.
Yes.
Since obviously Brian chose B, you get A. Due to his large ears,
okay,
Elliot decided to lean into it and went as blank for Halloween. Has everyone written their answer?
Yes.
I'll start with Eleanor because she's decided she goes first.
I guess I have. I wrote Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Do I give my answer?
Kevin, what did you respond?
I said Yoda.
Yoda?
Oh.
Kimberly Cooper, what did you go with?
I said Dobby.
Dobby.
Oh.
Stouty!
I had Dumbo.
Oh.
Andy Miller.
George Bush.
That's a good one.
That's pretty unique.
It's topical.
I don't think that's the goal of the game.
No, that's fair. No, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
AJ.
I said the BFG.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good book. Okay, movie.
Not that great of an answer, but I appreciate it. Okay. In my heart of hearts, I think you're a very sensitive spirit. I like it.
Good pull.
Langston.
I wrote the dude from Mad Magazine, I like a jackass.
His name is Alfred E. Newman. All right.
So I got to take that zero.
Brian takes round one with a sound 2-0. We'll move on to round two. All right. Kevin, pick A or B.
I pick B.
Mm.
Kevin picks B.
Yeah.
Question B.
Okay.
Hermione wanted to play a prank on Harry and Ron for Halloween.
Yep.
So she had nearly headless Nick hide in their blank and pop out and scare them. Kevin, what is your answer?
I'm going to say toilet. Oh.
Toilet.
Oh.
We're going to Eleanor.
I said common room. I'm sorry.
Common room. Kimberly Cooper Schmidt.
I said beds.
Beds.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why you. Okay.
I don't know. Hold on. What? Well, I was gonna say bed, and then I realized I didn't both sleep in the same bed.
That's fair. Technically, they slept next to each other and it was in a weird shared sleeping situation.
Yep.
Stouty.
Yes. I said souls.
Souls. I don't think any of this took place in South Korea. Andy Daly.
I said they hid in
he hid in their pants.
In their pants! To be fair, that's terrifying.
Right?
Yeah. Nobody wants a nearly headless person in their pants.
It's a perpetually middle-aged ghost.
In my pants.
These are my formative years.
Hello. And we'll go to AJ. What was your answer?
I said school trunk.
Oh,
school trunk.
That's a good one, too.
That's my favorite one.
And Langston, pull this one out.
I'm not really playing
with it. I also said beds, because that is objectively terrifying if you came home and your bed was a nearly headless person.
Yeah,
so in the confusion, I got 6 points.
Yay!
That's untrue.
That's actually...
The panel went, okay.
I know, she was like, I love it!
That seems right.
You tell us how many points you had.
That's a big old goose egg for Evan Jaeger. Brian, are you ready for your question? Yeah.
Yes.
You need to get one to go on to the next round.
I don't think I need any to go on to the next round.
Actually, I mean, confident
and true.
That's technically true, but also, can you just lean into the game aspect?
I just need one? Okay.
All right. Question A. Neville Longbottom is so clumsy, he trips...
How clumsy is he?
I hate all of you. Neville Longbottom is so clumsy, he trips over his blank each morning in the common room.
All right, so preface this. There's a game that we like to play in the Puff's dressing room in between shows called Quiplash. Nintendo Switch. Shout out to Nintendo.
Quiplash
thank you for
amazing.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you.
Quiplash. And there's a lot of times we play this game and we get prompts and a lot of awful things come out of us.
That's the whole point of playing Quiplash.
So it's
yes.
All right, see
so
how far
okay.
we go.
Fair
enough.
We
I just want to let you know
TKO.
That this round might get.
But are we playing Quiplash right now?
If you want to. All right, go ahead.
Do it.
Okay.
Because I don't need a real point, I'm going to go with his snake.
Now, when you snake, we all know he's a Gryffindor, probably doesn't have one of those, but okay. Eleanor, you're going first.
Yeah, I leaned into the Quiplash, so my wife.
Yep. Chips, so is mine.
The classic Borat.
Yep.
My wife.
There's a long history.
And transitioning to my actual wife, Kimberly, what was your response?
His toad. Because that's what he actually has.
That's a good answer.
You're on reptile, Brian.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Stouty!
Toads are amphibian.
Mine was a wiener.
Coming at you, Stouty.
Memories of his parents.
Jesus.
That's really dark.
I can't believe I left these here.
Quiplash rules. Quiplash rules.
We're good for points.
I said his handsomeness.
I was gonna say his muscles.
He
tripped over
his
handsomeness. Matthew Lewis.
He's a lovely young man.
Oh, sure. Brian, you only got two options left to score that 1 point. It's going to get you in the next round, even though we both know you're going to the next round.
Hey, we maybe not.
Here's
a Bill Mary here.
AJ, we're looking for Snake.
Guys, he tripped over his long bottom.
He said as if we should all get that.
Langston.
I wrote balls like a 5-year-old.
I would have said balls too.
To be fair, I would have also said balls.
So do I get that point because I would have said balls?
No, we're close.
Yeah, check if you have that point.
Yeah.
I still win.
All right, Brian, since you won the first round so handily, Kevin, I'm so sorry you've been eliminated.
It's okay. Yeah. Do I get like a take-home game?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
You get some Sauvignon
Damn.
Blanc
oh.
or some Tito's vodka.
Great. I can have both even.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
Part two with the winner of part one, which is Brian Solomon Plofsky.
Yeah.
In the round one of part two, Brian, you must pick three panelists to weigh in on the correct answer.
Oh,
then
no.
choose, Family Feud style.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick Stouty.
Stouty!
Andy.
Uh-huh. Mm. As she kills the bottle. It's fine, it's fine.
And Eleanor.
Oh.
All right. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna.
What you're about to hear are three possible conclusions to a phrase.
Uh-huh.
In Match Game, it's usually a survey, like Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
What I used is in what order that conclusion comes up on a Google search.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's the better way to do
Google
it.
Google search order.
Brian.
Yes.
You must finish this thought.
The hat.
No.
Always.
And now there is a thought. Why there never was a thought.
Madam.
Halloween blank.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait, what?
We give them the choices. Halloween blank.
You are either going to fill that in with costume, store, or candy. Brian, you get to ask them each their opinion and then decide if you're going to go with that opinion or not.
I love your opinion, please.
I would go costume first, candy second, store third.
Okay.
I would go candy, costume, store.
I would do costume first, because why are you Googling candy? Costume, Halloween candy?
I mean, because maybe you want to buy it. I'm contradicting you, even
it's
though I
not a Senate hearing. I'm a spectator. I want the game.
Costume, store, candy.
I'm going with Andy. I think people search for costumes the most, store second, because they're still looking for places,
yep.
And people know where to get candy. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going with. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Oh, I only
wanted you to tell me the top answer. I didn't need you to rank them all.
You did so good at this game.
Yeah.
I don't know where to get candy. I came on this podcast with one problem.
Where is the Halloween
I have been roundly mocked.
No, but you're the third.
It is the least likely thing to be
candy.
I put store third.
Coming to Sundance this year, the new documentary, Stouty Needs Candy.
I thought there would be more candy.
All right, Brian, for the glory, you can choose to move on to the third round.
Would you choose? He chooses to move into the third round. He must match. Pick one contestant.
I mean, I'm going to have to go with Andy.
I've gotten you this one. We're talking about
Andy Miller, weirdly the name of my uncle. Actually true.
Very common name.
Very upsetting.
But I am not your uncle.
We should clarify.
Indeed, you don't live in Indiana. Brian, you have picked Andy Miller as your contestant.
The actor, not the uncle.
Yeah. The two of you must pick at the exact same moment. You must complete this phrase.
Okay.
Pumpkin blank.
And we're going to count it down. So do you
gonna,
3, 2, 1?
But like, take count a minute. Tell us when you're ready.
Take a minute.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Immediately.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Spice latte.
Oh, spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte.
Erroneous.
We have a winner. It's Brian Sanders.
What did I win?
I think somehow I won.
I will say he said pumpkin spice. It was pumpkin spice latte. As a spectator, this game is exciting.
I'm just so happy to be here.
We followed each other's train of thought.
The real winner is the
good teamwork. I've never actually had a pumpkin spice latte.
What?
Really?
What?
That seems impossible.
There's no pumpkin in it.
But
no,
there's plenty of latte.
No, it's just the spices that you would add to a pumpkin pie.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
What?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, so
my
like
god.
Cinnamon, nutmeg.
I too did not know that that was the case.
That.
Really? Like how you can buy pumpkin pie spice, but it's just nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice.
Yeah.
I'm from the Bronx. I've never had one.
Langston, I will make you one.
I don't want one.
I will take Langston.
Yeah.
I will make you
one. Sometimes I make them at work.
That brings us to the end of our episode. But.
Bye.
Don't forget.
Do you want to sign off in your announcer voice? Or are you done?
No, I'm good.
But remember, go see Puffs Play.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow them
Puffs
at
Play.
Puffs Play, Puffs the Play, .com.
Yeah.
Hashtag third or nothing. You can get them on TodayTix. You can get them in lots of cool places. It is
a lot of
fantastic.
Alleys.
What did you say?
A lot of alleys.
Yes, a lot of back alleys. You can also follow us at BroadWasted on all social media. Follow us or subscribe to us on iTunes as well as YouTube. And you can, I'll get there.
Okay.
And you can review us on iTunes.
5 stars, please.
Yes. But we want to thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
For this spooky Halloween episode.
There it is.
Yes.
We got to the end.
How much Halloween was featured in the show until we saw it today?
Yeah,
right? And I was
terrible
like,
things happen on.
There's terrible things.
Like clockwork.
Terrible news.
Sorry, I went Nightmare Before.
So, we end every episode with. Oh.
Whoa.
We end every episode with a quote.
Yeah.
And while I was in the bathroom, some weirdly old man told me a
didn't see anyone in the toilet?
Same
mall. Yeah. I was walking in. He was walking out. I was walking in. Oh, no, vice versa. Strike that, reverse
I have
it.
So many stories that start this way.
But he told me a school song about broadwarts. Mm. So I'm just going to... Oh. This is without the key change, of course.
I think it's just pick your own melody.
Right? Yeah, true.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Broadwarts, broadwarts, broady warty broadwarts. Pour us something, please. Whether we just sing or dance or do a scene with good whiskeys, our flask could do it with filling with some interesting stuff. For now they're bare and full of air, just like Rebecca's bluff. So pour us things worth drinking. Bring back revivals we've forgot. Enjoy the show, and down we'll go as we put down our shots.
Hey!
As we end every
that
episode.
That random old man
nice.
Really knew how to rhyme.
Yeah. Zip-doo-wop-bump. And as... Yeah. Happy Halloween. Asio end.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.